It was in the late 1960s when Paul Winter first heard a recording of Wales. He says he was struck by the intricate songs. About the same time, Winter also became fascinated by wolves. As a jazz musician, Winter began hearing the whale song and wolf howls, bird calls and dolphin cries, not just the sounds of the wild, but his musical themes, what he calls the whole symphony of nature. He began composing variations on those themes and echoing them on his saxophone. In 1967, he found some other like-minded musicians and formed the Paul Winter Consort. Winter says besides hearing recordings of the animals, he got the chance to go out on the ocean and be with the whales, and go to the north woods of Minnesota and hear the wolves. Those visits only encouraged his musical direction.
It's one way of consummating the experience of being near these creatures in the wild, which is so stirring and so inspiring and humbling that I find it hard to even talk about it. And you come home from that and you think, how can I recapture something of that experience or bring it to people? Or how can I express the great sense of awe that I feel toward these amazing creatures?
Winter says he wanted to get even closer to nature. He began recording his music outside of the recording studio and outside of concert halls, going outdoors. In a search for perfect acoustics, the Paul Winter Consort rafted down the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon, and in a remote side canyon, they found an area they thought was perfect. John Schaefer is the host of the public radio program New Sounds on New York's WNYC Radio. He's hosted the annual Paul Winter Consort Winter Solstice Celebration for years. Schaefer says Paul Winter's approach to music encompasses the whole earth.
For Paul, it's a matter of, I think, finding music in a somewhat wider, a somewhat broader spectrum of life than just among other humans.
Schaefer says what makes Paul Winter's recording special is his approach in using sounds of nature.
It wasn't just a nice kind of sound to throw on a record and, you know, have it drone in the background while you're noodling on your instrument. He actually, in as much as he could, he actually played with the creatures who appeared on these records.
In fact, in this recording at the end of a song called Wolf Eyes, Paul Winter is playing live with another performer in the distance. The Paul Winter Consort occasionally plays with a full orchestra. Included in this year's tour is a performance with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra at Powell Hall. Concertmaster David Halen says it's not too much of a jump for classical music performers to play with creatures of the wild.
I feel like that we spend a great deal of our training in trying to achieve these kinds of sounds with an instrument that is actually learned and developed technically to imitate those sounds that are happening in nature.
Halen says it's not a difficult transition, going from playing a tune that sounds like a wild creature to playing a tune with the sound of a wild creature. Paul Winter says the whale song and the wolf howls quickly fit in.
It's just another voice in the orchestra. It's quite easy, and sometimes these voices are new to some of the players in the symphonies, but after one rehearsal, I think they pretty much accept them as part of the family.
Paul Winter says he plans to continue incorporating other sounds of the world in his recordings because he believes the group's music can weave a tighter bond.
It's what we do. It's sort of what our mission is within our community, which embraces not only all sorts of people in many cultures, but and to my mind, all 10 million species of beings that live on the planet.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.